If you know anything about Two Guys, One Mic, you know what's next. Also, if you're just listening to the last segment, you know what's next.
He kind of teased it.
It's Outrageous Claims.
You would make outrageous claims.
Outrageous!
You were literally too stupid to insult.
Come on, son!
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. What I want.
You know it's good when it still makes, like, it still makes me laugh.
Outrageous!
I love that thing. All right. This is a little off-season, but I think it works. As you know, an arbitrator ruled this week that Roger Goodell does have the authority to punish Saints players for their role in the bounty program.
Right.
And so my outrageous claim is something I've said all along. I wrote a column to this effect on 1045theteam.com. Shameless plug. We're ripe with them today. I gotta cut the Hall & Oates. It's distracting.
Sorry,
too good. It's too good.
Terrific song, but you're distracting.
It's too
me.
Good. So here's my outrageous claim for the week. Bounty Gate has been a good thing for the NFL.
Please do explain. Go for it.
Does anyone honestly think that the NFL is going to be brought to its knees by a bounty gate by this bounty gate scandal? Does anyone think that it's losing? Is it hemorrhaging fans? Is it even losing fans? I mean, yeah, it's not something they want in the game, and it's something that a lot of people find disgusting. But it's also something that a lot of people kind of knew was happening or aren't that shocked by. I don't think it's having that large an impact on the NFL, but what it is doing is it's keeping it in the news. The NFL has done an amazing job by in scheduling and in marketing, like every three or four weeks, you'll hear something. The NFL has done something. They've put out a schedule. The draft's coming up. OTAs. Final schedule for whatever. But they just drop these things in that keep them in the news. They've turned themselves into a full year sport. The NHL, you hear about them from the time they start to the end of the Stanley Cup, and you don't hear a damn thing about the league until you don't even know that teams are in camp until opening day. And it's very similar with baseball that way. The hot stove is only a couple weeks after the season. You don't hear anything about it after that. It's similar in the NBA. The NFL has done a great job of making themselves a year-round sport, and this scandal isn't costing them a lot of fans. Right now, it's not costing them a lot of money, but what it's doing is it's keeping them in the news. It's building momentum. I thought the strike was a great thing, or the lockout was a great thing for the NFL because it was resolved before camp, and it got all this forward momentum, all this talk, and the NFL was talked about all summer. And opening day, they've got all this momentum that built into the season. The first day of the NCAA tournament was totally overshadowed by this bounty gate thing. It's just if all publicity is good publicity, this is just building momentum for the NFL.
Joe B.
What's good?
I get the angle you're coming from.
All right.
But you're talking about a couple things here. Number one, you're talking about a team
mm-hmm.
that was breaking what I think is an unwritten code in sports.
Oh, no. It's not good. It's not good.
So, you know, which is, by the way, so I don't, you know, sound too vague. The unwritten code being, you don't intentionally try to injure players on the other team.
And you don't. That's
right. That's just dumb.
That's screwed up, man.
So, bang.
I said bang.
Yeah. That's atrocious. But number two, the worst part of this is now you've taken what was a background issue that had some, you know, energy to it with concussions, and now that's all you hear about.
It was all we heard about before.
See, here's the worst thing. Because I remember before Bounty Gate, it was kind of like, oh, these guys filed a lawsuit. Okay. And then everybody moved on. Now that you have Bounty Gate combined with the Suicide Junior Seau.
Oh, terrible.
You are not going to hear the end of concussions and injuries of any sort that have life-threatening implications for a long time. Because, perfect example, DeMarcus Ware of the Dallas Cowboys. I saw this morning on Pro Football Talk. He had a neck injury back in December of 2009. It is June of 2012, and he was talking yesterday about how he still has random stingers that he has that affect him when he's playing on the field, where he has to literally take plays off occasionally, even just regardless of the situation, whether it's a three-point game with 2 minutes left in the fourth quarter or the first play of the game, he has to take plays off because of that. There's still lingering effects to that. The effects of this game has on the bodies of these men that play the game is all of a sudden in the forefront of everything. And I understand that it's good from one perspective because it's allowing people to understand, hey, you know, you see these violent hits, but at the same time, these guys are taking a huge wear and tear and a huge risk on their bodies.
But is there something to be said for it's helping them make the game safer?
But here's the thing. There is making the game safer, and then what some people are thinking, not necessarily me, but what some people are thinking, that Roger Goodell is going to take the game to such a safer level that it babies and coddles the game in a way.
I understand that argument.
To me, you can't baby the game because you're going to have hitting anyways. It's going to be hard hitting anyways. But it's just bringing out the negative aspect of a game that just got out of a lockout. And now you have a referee lockout.
By the way, I want to clarify something I just said. I don't want to make it sound in any way like the suicide of Junior Seau was a good thing.
You were referring specifically to Bounty Gate, and I just kind of dragged the Seau thing.
I know. And I that was terrible. So before anyone has that thought. No.
Right. You mentioned Bounty Gate. I kind of brought the Seau thing as like a secondary thing on top of Bounty Gate.
Yes.
But you look at Bounty Gate, and obviously there's going to be some repercussions. You have the suspensions and everything. That's great. But aside from that, it's still negative publicity. I've never been in the frame of mind of all publicity is good publicity. If it's bad news, it's bad news. And it sits there as bad news.
Do you think the lockout at all negatively affected the NFL season at all? Was there a drop in fans? Let me ask you this.
They did it because they were able to make sure they had a complete regular season. If it impacted the season at all, then yeah, it would.
Right, but it didn't. But so here, because of this Bounty Gate thing, are you going to stop watching the NFL? Or come day one, Giants, Cowboys, are you on your couch tuned in, ready to go?
I'll be watching.
I'm in. I'm still playing fantasy football. I don't care.
Because I look at Bounty Gate and, you know, and of course I'd be killed for saying this. The level of what Bounty Gate was, isolated incident. Yeah. The idea of bounties, I think, is a much more widespread problem.
Absolutely. I know. The Saints brought it up.
But the level to the point where you're keeping a ledger book. How stupid do you have to be to keep a ledger book of your payments to players for Bounty Gate? That is a level of idiocracy I have never seen in pro sports.
And look, let's call it what it is. It's not a good story. It's bad. Publicity-wise, it doesn't speak well for the NFL.
But how's this good for business? That's essentially my
question.
It's
good for business because it keeps them in it builds momentum. What in God's name was that?
I don't know. Somebody trying to, you know.
Somebody go outside the door going,
it was probably Jeff Levack from our sister station, 107.7 GNA.
Weird. All right. But it builds. The thing I thought about, I bring it back to the lockout because I think it did this. We talked about it. It didn't impact the season, but it built so much momentum into, there were so many different storylines. I think it's doing the same thing here. It's building storylines
because
can the Saints recover? Sean Payton, Drew Brees, blah, 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 blah.
But that's because the season was actually at risk with the lockout. With Bounty Gate, it's one team
being made to look like crap
right now.
But how many segments has Susie Colbert done on ESPN and on SportsCenter already? And it's June. So you don't see Susie Colbert ever until training camp. And she's already there. Schlereth's there. Herm's there. They're all talking about the NFL and SportsCenter. And of course, they're going to take a second to talk about something else. They're going to sit there and talk about Bounty Gate. And then they're going to, how does this affect the Saints? And oh, by the way, let's talk about Drew Brees. And oh, by the way, blah, 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 blah.
I wouldn't say it's necessarily a product of Bounty Gate. That's a product more, I think, of the contract that the NFL has signed with the ESPN. Because with the new contract they signed with ESPN, I believe it was, I want to say either towards the end of the regular season or towards the beginning of this postseason.
This is just giving them more to talk about. It's more airtime for the NFL. It's more that we're talking about it.
See, to me, if you don't talk about Bountygate, you're still going to see NFL coverage. I mean, obviously, it's not going to be such a riveting, passionate story as Bountygate is, but you're still going to have NFL talk. You're still going to have it kept in your funny
mind. But now
you're
drawing people in. Because if we're talking Cincinnati Bengals quarterback in June, I am changing the channel. But if we're talking Bountygate, maybe I'm staying. And I'm hearing more about the NFL, and I'm thinking about the NFL. And now I'm interested, and it builds my curiosity. And now I'm interested in watching the Saints when I'm only about watching the Giants, just to see what this team is now.
See, to me, I don't see it that way. Because without Bountygate, you're going to hear more talk about concussions and how the game is changing.
I consider them kind of varied a bit because I think you were going to hear about concussions regardless. That's just where the game is trending right now. But either way, again, I think...
We agree to disagree.
It's agree to disagree time here. And look, I could be wrong. I'm happy to admit in this case, I could be wrong. This was more of a... I do think this was just more of a conversation
starter
for me.
Your outrageous claim isn't terribly outrageous, but I still disagree with it.
By the way, I'd like to point out before we go, Katie, let me ask you a quick question. Bricks and I talked about this last week. 100 million of these have been sold since their launch in March. Any idea what they are?
I'm well aware what they are.
Doritos Locos Tacos from Taco Bell, people. 100 million since March. It's a crappy, greasy Taco Bell taco wrapped in snack food. That's what we're buying 100 million of. But no, Bloomberg, let's ban soda. Let's ban 20-ounce soda, but we're totally cool with 100 million people making a trip to Taco Bell for the Doritos Locos Tacos.
Well, I agree with you, but I gotta say, I tried one. I haven't bought another one since.
Oh, I'm sure it's
but
delicious.
It was delicious.
By the way, when I say crappy greasy is delicious. All right, let's not pretend like crappy greasy is bad. Crappy greasy is delicious. I'm just saying. Come on, Bloomberg. You're right. It's soda's fault. But let's ignore the Doritos Locos Tacos. All right, that's it for us, everybody. He's Brian Katie. Follow him on Twitter at Brian Katie. Follow me on Twitter at JoeBianchino. Go to our Facebook page, search Two Guys, One Mic Podcast. Like us on Facebook for updates and everything during the week. Next week, hopefully we'll be touching on a Triple Crown. Obviously, NBA, MLB, and I don't know. We'll get into some. Oh, I think we're going to talk some European soccer. Euros 2012 is this week, so that's going to be
awesome.
It starts
on Friday, right?
It does. So it's very exciting. We might have same guys who talked soccer last time come in and talk with us. And look, everybody's doing it. The people, the fair folks at 104.5 and Town Square Media everywhere are doing it. Harvard's doing it. Just everybody at Miss America's doing it. I'm doing it. Katie's doing it. It's Carly Rae Jepsen on our way out, everybody. You have a good one, everybody. We'll see you next time right here on Two Guys, One Mic. Enjoy yourselves. Looking for this, but now you're in my